Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Pivoting our conversation away from the national and international scene, we have Steve Steinberg on the line right now. He's on the Humanly board. He's the president. Steve, it's great to have you on the program tonight.
Thank you so much for the invite. So happy to be here, and apologize in advance. I just landed at O'Hare, so there's a little bit of background noise as it goes.
I think we should apologize to you. I'm the unfortunate one who now has to navigate through O'Hare. But first, this conversation, Steve, and I had a great chance to talk with some of the team at Humanly about what you are and what you're doing. I hope you could just share a little bit of what exactly Humanly is and who you guys are helping.
Yeah, so we are a really unique crowdfunding platform that helps those experiencing homelessness or about to experience homelessness. And the genesis is something like this. As I mentioned, I'm just landing at O'Hare, and I don't actually live in Chicago. I love Chicago. I'm here all the time. My day job is here in Chicago. And I come from a small town in Virginia, and we really don't have an issue there. It's just this small little town, and we don't have an issue with homelessness there. And so after coming here for a number of years, I was really surprised just walking around downtown at, I hate to say it, but sort of the callousness with those on the street corner that were looking for help. Mm-hmm. And I know Chicagoans are wonderful, big-hearted people, and I was like, you know, I was really struggling with, well, why are people not helping? I know there's just this natural intention or desire to help people in need, and yet there was some level of skepticism that was preventing people from helping, and started realizing that there were all these barriers to giving, that people didn't believe the money was going to be used well, or they didn't want to approach a person, or maybe they didn't have cash on them, or whatever. And these barriers to giving were preventing good people from helping. And so we developed, along with a couple of friends and colleagues here in Chicago, we developed this platform where people can give electronically, crowdfunding for specific homeless people. And we've just found that it really, the solution overcomes everybody's objections to wanting to help.
Right. And just to recap, so I get what you're saying is that when people are on, and I pass people all the time on Lower Wacker Drive, and maybe I've already given my $1 out that I had, and I approach someone else, and you leave the window rolled up, right? You feel bad, but you don't want to help. Or I know a lot of people that say, I'm not going to give someone $5, they're just going to go to the 7-Eleven and buy booze, which is probably a gross characterization, right? An painting with a broad brush that isn't necessarily true. But what Humanly does, and what I love, and it's so cool, is that you have a little, you can just give to Humanly and trust that those dollars are going to get to the right places. Or you have like specific biographies about what a person is going through, a specific person with a first name and what they need. People that are not necessarily unhoused yet, perhaps, but they need a scooter. They need something to help with their leg that has been injured. And I think that just puts a real personal touch on, like, hey, I'm going to donate to Donna or I'm going to donate to Steve, as opposed to just generically tossing money out there. Does that make sense?
You're really painting it very well. Like that is exactly what we're doing. And the sort of secret sauce, if you will, about the whole program is, well, one, it's electronic, which is great. You don't have to worry about the last dollar in your pocket. But two is that we are a tool provided free to local social service organizations that are already working with the homeless population. And so the money is routed through accredited social service organizations, through their caseworkers, and the money is spent under sort of the guidance, if you will, of the caseworker. So you don't have to worry about how it's going to be spent. It's going to be spent well for their daily needs of, you know, food, toiletries, clothes, perhaps lodging, and by investing in this relationship between the caseworker and our neighbor who's on hard times, that relationship becomes key in that person's getting off of the streets.
And I think that's the ultimate goal, right? Is that if I know I'm giving this dollar for this particular thing to this particular person, or $10 or $100 or whatever it is, it's not necessarily only going for helping that person get through the next couple hours, which is important. And I don't want to like take away from people that give people money on the street to help them get through those next couple hours. But if you're part of a bigger team contributing to help one individual or a couple different individuals, there is that sense of this is for their greater good, ultimately, to get out of homelessness, to get out of this situation in a more permanent way, that I don't think we get that satisfaction from giving $5 in a specific moment.
That's right. We're really rallying as a community around specific people with specific issues and needs and stories, and knowing that that money is going to be used with accountability, wisely, and for their longer term, you know, better outcome.
You mentioned you're from Virginia. You're here in Chicago a lot for your day job. But as of right now, humanly, this is all for folks in our city and in our area right now. This is a Chicago thing, right, at least for the initial period here.
That's exactly right. We and on our team, I'm the only person that's not based here. The whole rest of the team lives and you know, is right here in Chicago. And we're doing this because we love Chicago. And Chicago's a great city. And we, you know, but it's hard to deny that there are some people that that need a helping hand. And so we're starting this in Chicago. But you're right. I mean, we do have eyes towards, if this goes really well, you know, why not allow other cities, other social service organizations in other cities to utilize this? Again, we're not charging anyone for it. The participant doesn't pay anything. The social service organization doesn't pay anything. We're not keeping any of it. 100% of the donations go directly to the participants.
And they, it's a really brilliant way to do this, to help people that are specifically in need with this issue. You know where the money is going, and you can't always say that about certain organizations. And you're working already with boots on the ground organizations that are already doing a lot of the work. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel. You're utilizing it humanly. Organizations that have put in a lot of work for years and years and years at this problem, helping them help others too.
Yeah, you got it. In fact, originally our idea was not to start a new organization. I mean, there's some, you know, there's a lot of good groups out there doing work. But we took the concept. We went to existing social service organizations working with the homeless, and we said, "Here's this idea, and we'll pay for it. We'll pay for the launch of this." And basically, what we realized is that social service organizations don't have the skill set or the bandwidth to really do it. So we saw the vacuum there, and we said, "Okay, we're going to do the legwork and just, and then hand this to you as a free tool that you can use once we launched." And it took us, I mean, we've been working on this for a number of years. Let's say 5 years now or so that we've been working on this. And we are now ready. We've come out of the beta phase and we're ready to go.
Yep. Humanly.
We really encourage everybody to go to humanlyusa.org and, you know, look at the participant list and let's start rallying for our neighbors.
I love that, Steve. Humanlyusa.org. Steve, good luck navigating O'Hare. Welcome back to Chicago, a place you've made work in and been in for a long time. And we appreciate your time this evening, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate the invite.
Humanlyusa.org.